Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Before I get into Jade Helm and some of the other topics that I've listed on the title of the show this evening, I kind of got off on a little tangent looking at something that has to do with the spirit form. And we'll get on to that in a second. The book that I'm going to talk about here initially, The Might of the Thoughts, Macht der Gedanken, is one of the 39 books that Edward Albert Meyer has written. And interwoven into Billy's German spiritual teaching text is an evolution code. And this code releases impulses from the storage banks, which will begin to work evolutively in the reader. And there are storage banks. There are universal storage banks. There are planetary storage banks. And any storage banks is information. Much like we have an archive in a library, the universe and our planet actually stores information in a kind of energetic form. And Billy has the ability to pull this information out of these storage banks. And, for example, with his book, The Goblet of Truth, he pulled the first 14 chapters down. Anyway, when he writes these texts in German, because the German language originated from the Old Lyrian, and the Lyrians were here about 389,000 years ago. They were extraterrestrial humans, they were titans, they were giants. But anyway, the German language is close enough to this Old Lyrian where he can put this evolutive code in there, so subconsciously, you will, if you read it in the German, you can start to, it'll start the whole idea of consciousness evolution. So, what is our consciousness? We have a material consciousness and a spiritual consciousness. The material consciousness is made up of what we call the psyche. The psyche controls the thoughts and the feelings of our material consciousness. That's where your ego is, that's where your personality is, that's where your intellect is. But on the spiritual side, you also have a consciousness. And there's something called the Gemüt, which controls the thoughts and the feelings of the spiritual side of you. And these two, your material consciousness and your spiritual consciousness, they send each other impulses back and forth. So there's a kind of communication that goes on. Anyway, we have a spirit form. Every person has a spirit form. And according to Meyer information, spirit forms live many, many material lives. And your spirit form is located in your superior colliculus, which is the midbrain, this area at the base of your skull where the two lobes kind of come together. And the superior colliculus, that area, controls thought, it controls sight, it controls the integration of your senses. But the first time your spirit form comes into existence, the universal consciousness creates spirit forms to help with its evolution. So the first time a spirit form comes into existence, it also creates in the spiritual realm something called the overall consciousness block. And this overall consciousness block creates the consciousness, the material consciousness associated with each material lifetime. And that's how it works. And then that consciousness block, which was created by the overall consciousness block, comes into the child along with the spirit form 21 days after the egg is fertilized. Now, I have an interesting clip here that does a fine job of explaining this material. And this is by Michael Utibruk of Figu, Canada. So I will play this clip and adjust my microphone settings. Here we go.
The spirit form. What is it? What is its purpose? Here is an overview. In order to evolve, the creation creates the human spirit form, and this spirit form, in turn, evolves independently through the human being's material consciousness. Prior to entering the human being for the first time, the spirit form is an absolutely neutral energy agglomeration in timeless existence and is totally unknowing. Once it enters into the human being, its goal is to collect wisdom, knowledge, love, etc., through countless reincarnations to eventually merge with the creation, whereby the creation has the possibility to further evolve. Just for clarity of terminology, here's a brief explanation of what the creation is, taken from the Decalogue by Billy Meyer. The creation is the being and the non-being of the life. It is the most immense mass of spiritual energy in the universe. It is spirit in purest form and unmeasurable in its wisdom, in its knowledge, in its love, and in its harmony and truth. The creation is something spiritually dynamic, a pure spirit intelligence energy, ungraspable for human beings, prevailing over all, and at all times active, creative, standing in unstoppable evolution, all gathered into itself, wisdom and love. In order to evolve, the spirit form creates the overall consciousness block, which in turn creates the consciousness block, which...
Okay, let me stop us there just for a second and readjust my levels a little bit. The overall consciousness block was created at the time the spirit form was initially created. And so your overall consciousness block is there for each one of the material lifetimes you have. This overall consciousness block creates a consciousness for your new lifetime, a consciousness block. So the overall consciousness block creates a consciousness block for each material lifetime that you have. And the consciousness block and the spirit form both enter in to the child 21 days after the sperm fertilizes the egg. So let's continue on here.
Harbors the consciousness, personality, and the ego to gather values in the material life. On day 21, after conception, both the spirit form and the consciousness block enter the body. That is when the heart begins to beat. From the superior colliculus, the spirit form spreads its spiritual energy throughout every fiber of the body of the human being in a fine filigree. When the spirit form enters within the human being, it remains within its own realm. It is of a pure creational nature and is not able to be humanly or materially influenced, for example, through sickness and disease. The ego, the I, represents the personality, respectively, the material consciousness. It independently makes perceptions, researches, and explores things and facts, consciously learns and processes results. Evolutive values, that which correspond to truth and reality, are transferred over in an impulse-based form from the thoughts and feelings to the spiritual consciousness. The spirit form then further processes and stores these within itself for all time. In this manner, the spirit form grows in its power and energy as it becomes wiser and more knowing. Neutral positive impulses are also transmitted to the material consciousness from the spiritual realm.
Okay, so neutral positive impulses are transferred from the spiritual realm into the material realm as well. So there's this back and forth. There is a kind of communication via impulses between the gemut, which controls the thoughts and the feelings of the spiritual consciousness, and the psyche, which controls the thoughts and the feelings of the material consciousness. So these two kind of go back and forth. Let's pick back up.
The moment that the brain's activity ceases is the moment when the spirit form and the consciousness block both go to their own unworldly spheres. The consciousness block goes to the realm of the overall consciousness block. The overall consciousness block dissolves the I or ego, and then processes all that which the consciousness and its personality could not overcome or work out in a previous material life. This is processed into knowledge, love, and wisdom, and evolutive values are then released to the spirit form, whereby it can further improve itself. The consciousness and its personality are then dissolved, stored, and as well, their power and energy are changed into a completely neutral form by the overall consciousness block. Once this neutrality is achieved, the overall consciousness block creates and programs a new consciousness harboring a new personality.
Okay, that's the spirit form. Remember, we all have a spirit form. The spirit form is what continues after your death. Your spirit form leaves the body after the death. Also, your material consciousness leaves the body. And the spirit form and the material consciousness go into two separate areas. The material consciousness goes into the overall consciousness block. And the overall consciousness block will process your experiences in your previous life and what is truly of evolutionary value, like love, patience, kindness, wisdom, will be stored in the spirit form. So, and that's how your spirit form evolves. The purpose of our lives is to gain wisdom, to evolve our consciousness, and then to eventually merge back with the universal consciousness. Now, these are some ideas we've talked about before, but I thought it was very, very interesting to go back through that, and I seem to get a little bit more each time I study that wonderful movie made by Michael Utebrock. Hopefully I pronounced his name correctly. Anyway, the book that we're looking at this evening is called The Might of the Thoughts, Macht der Gedanken, from Edward Albert Meyer. If you don't know who Billy Meyer is, he's a 78-year-old man who lives in Switzerland in a tiny mountain village called Hinterschmidruti. You can look up his movies on the internet and his interviews. You can see his films. He's created films and photographs of ships that he claims were brought here by extraterrestrial humans. These extraterrestrial humans, most people call the Pleiadians, but they're not from our Pleiades. They're from about 80 light years beyond our Pleiades, and they're called the Pleiaren. And some of the information in this book comes from the Pleiaren themselves. Now, Elizabeth Moosberger is, I believe, the wife of Guido Moosberger, who wrote the book In Still They Fly, or They Fly, excuse me, which is a very good reference book for the Meyer information. And she did the introduction into The Might of the Thoughts. And the introduction basically says, the book which lies before you is dedicated to a humankind that is ill in its consciousness, so that it finds again the creational natural way it lost long ago. Now, the German word Ausartung means to get out of control of the good human nature. And when we get into negative thinking, it leads us to Ausartung, as does purely positive thinking. Now, the Meyer information explains that we want to have a neutral, positive, equalized mode of thinking, and that will repair your psyche. If you've recently gone through something stressful and difficult, if you learn to think in a neutral, positive, equalized mode of thinking, you can actually repair your thoughts. Now, we as human beings tend to fall into repeated behaviors. Addictions are one thing, but we tend to repeat certain behaviors, and it's because we're doing things subconsciously. Now remember, lower thoughts lead to lower feelings lead to lower habits lead to lower circumstances in your life. And this slippery slope that I've just described can happen quickly. And we can go down, and you'll feel exhausted when you get into this frame of mind through this negatively repeating thoughts. And remember, your consciousness is like a garden. And we have to clarify our thoughts, so they become more valuable, more purposive, more productive. For me, clarifying my thoughts comes when I go back over things again and again. Clarification means the action of making a statement or a situation less confused and more comprehensible. So you should practice clarifying your thoughts. Sometimes memorizing is good. Sometimes repeating is good. Now, if you have negative thoughts, they are kind of like weeds in your garden. And these weeds that are in the garden of your consciousness can have a confusing and destructive effect. And once these wildly growing thoughts become animated, they develop their own life exactly like plants do. And we can gather bitter fruit from these negative thoughts. So when you start to feel yourself thinking those lower thoughts, you need to terminate them immediately. It's like reaching in there and pulling out a weed out of your garden. Now, the reason that psychically disturbed human beings of all kinds continually see negativity is that their perceptive ability becomes limited, because they fall prey to a world of thoughts that work within a very narrow framework. And thereby, the thoughts are forced into the same themes that appear over and over again. And this is very destructive, because they start to function automatically. So One of the ways to detect that you're going down the path of wrong thinking is you'll have bad feelings. You'll have a thought that you've had before, and it'll produce within you a bad feeling. And human beings, they can fall prey to this and literally can become insane or develop a psychical disorder. And the other thing it does, believe it or not, is it can cause physical illness. The more you have unhealthy, unbalanced thinking, the more it can lead to physical illness. Your thoughts are very powerful because lower thoughts form lower feelings, lower habits, and lower circumstances, such as alcoholism, hate, affliction, resentment, sorrow, grief, bitterness, errors of judgment, many kinds of suffering. If your thoughts are destructive, they will crystallize into confusing and exhausting habits. Now, that's another two signposts that you can think of. If you're having confusing, if you're feeling confused and you're feeling exhausted, go back and analyze your thoughts and try to come up with a way of making your thoughts a little more positive. Now, I'm always saying neutral positive because wildly positive thoughts are just as bad as negative thoughts. A habit is a regular tendency or practice that's hard to give up. A habit is a routine of behavior that is repeated regularly and tends to occur unconsciously. So we have these negative repeating thoughts that occur unconsciously. And they can cause great damage to your consciousness. Your thoughts are incredibly powerful. One of the things, and we're going to talk about this in the second half hour of the show this evening, there's a dark order that exists on the earth. People call it the New World Order. It's probably the Ancient World Order is a better term. It is coming out of our ruling class, and they're trying to gain control of everything, and particularly the money. So people are going through very difficult times right now. So it's so important to learn these thinking skills to stop these negative trends. The might of our thoughts are able to determine a human being's physical well-being. The majority of all human matters, problems, have their roots solely in our thoughts. Anxiety and fear kill thousands of human beings. Anxious thoughts, they have a demoralizing effect. And these wrong thoughts shake up the entire nervous system. What you need are neutral, positive, equalized, healthy, and happy thoughts to build up a resistance. One of the things you can help to do with your thinking is find a place that's very positive for you. Find a place that relaxes you. Find a place that often helps good if it's close to nature. Now, particularly if you can be exposed to winds that produce negative ions, because we're so much around positive ions with our computers and all these devices. Part of our wrong thoughts are because of all the problems in our, we have all these things affecting us, all these negative things that are pulling our body down. So find yourself a place that is conducive to health and spend time going there and clear your mind and go into a relaxed state. And you can push these negative thoughts out of your mind. And because a lot of the illness and disease is because our immune systems become impaired. One of the things that you can do to help your thinking is listening to highly evolved music. And I had a listener, I think it was Eve out there, that sent me some MP3s from a woman who is writing music because of the inspiration she's gotten from the Meyer information. So I'm going to play a little bit of music for a few minutes from a woman named Alexandria Alicia. And this is some very, very beautiful music. So in your mind, go to your favorite place where you relax and try to get into a meditative state in the next couple of minutes. Here we go. I just learned about her today, Alexandria Alicia, and her music is actually devoted to the Meyer material. And it's interesting, she has a CD out there, and we heard a little bit from one CD. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about this evening, we spent the first half an hour of the show talking about spiritual things and focusing on our thoughts, and I will get back to that. But I also want to play, just to keep you focused on some of the things that are happening in the world right now. Let's see, one of the areas that Billy Meyer talks about are potential futures. One of the things, when he was a very young boy, growing up in Bulak, Switzerland, when he was aboard the craft of an extraterrestrial named Svath, Svath attached some kind of device to his head, which opened up all of these abilities in his subconscious related to previous personalities. And one of these abilities was the ability to look into the future. And in Contact 215, Billy has talked about two potential civil wars coming to the United States, and possibly our great country being divided into five different areas. Well, we're starting to see military exercises going on within the continental United States. And some of these military exercises deal with something called Jade Helm 15, which is very, very interesting. So a lot of researchers are commenting on this now. So let's listen to what Alex Jones has to say here. This are some of the people from the Alex Jones Show talking about Jade Helm.
Explosions you'd expect in a war zone echo through flames and people's home shutters. Those inside were caught off guard. It all went down at the shuttered Lowell Junior High on the east side. And we've learned the blasts are just an army exercise.
When the city representative was asked why the locals weren't warned in advance, his response was as typical as it is ominous.
Well, obviously I can't speak for the Army on that, but we try to give people a heads up when we can. We can't go into too much detail. We don't want people just coming to these things and sightseeing. So we have to be careful with it, and we obviously have to respect the Army's wishes.
Meanwhile, the Michigan Air National Guard published a warning just hours before they began night flying helicopter drills from the Selfridge Air National Guard base into the surrounding area of Mount Clemens, Michigan. Jade Helm 15 appears to be underway, according to U.S. Army Special Operations Command. Urban drills conducted by all four branches of the military are to begin in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, Mississippi, Florida, and Louisiana from July 15th through September 15th, 2015. The state of Colorado and two Texas counties requested to be dropped off the list of potential mock war zones. Clearly, the Flint, Michigan, June 2nd, 2015 exercises are way ahead of schedule, and no warning was given?
There's older people. I mean, they probably give them a heart attack.
Some are saying Jade Helm stands for Joint Assistant for Deployment and Execution, Homeland Eradication of Local Militants. Homeland Eradication of Local Militants. This can only mean the returning veterans at the top of the Department of Homeland Security's domestic terror list. Back in 2009, the FBI launched Operation Vigilant Eagle, a nationwide operation that targeted militia sovereign citizen extremist groups with their sights set on veterans returning from Iraq.
So just a second, folks. Let me get back on track with the Billy Meyer information here. Because one of the things that Billy said is we're entering into a time called the third millennium. And it began when the United States dropped the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And it's a time of confusion, a time of maliciousness, which is spreading over the earth even as we speak. And there's a dark order that's coming out of our ruling class, which is working to take control over all the money. And this is causing big problems because people are losing their jobs, they're losing their homes. You see people walking around with a dazed look in their eyes. And we see incredible things going on, like people committing suicide, particularly the military veterans are extremely depressed about all this going on. The Meyer material, well, since way back in the 60s and the 50s, have talked about the time that we're in now. Very specific prophecies in Contact 215, for example, it says something along the lines of, in North America will be the greatest disaster in recorded history when nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons are released by automated systems which run outside of human control. So these are some of the difficulties we face. That's why we have to learn this thinking skill to control your thoughts. Because if you have positive, neutral thoughts, you can keep enthusiasm. And enthusiasm will lead to hope. And hope will lead to positive circumstances in your life despite what could be a very, very difficult time. Let's pick back up here with the people from the Alex Jones Show.
In Afghanistan, the Wall Street Journal reported on the memo trail that led months later to the desk of then DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano. Janet Napolitano warned of a surge of domestic right-wing terror groups that would recruit returning veterans into their fold in order to carry out attacks similar to the Oklahoma City bombing.
Returning veterans are targets of right-wing extremist groups that are trying to recruit those to commit violent acts within the country. We want to do all we can to prevent that.
That very same year, U.S. active duty Army military police troops from Fort Rucker in Alabama violated posse comitatus by assisting in traffic control and securing a crime scene. These soldiers were reprimanded because the president and the governor didn't request their deployment. The Posse Comitatus Act prohibits the use of federal military personnel to execute the laws. Regardless, the feds interpret the language as it may apply to troops used in an advisory, support, disaster response, or other homeland defense role, as opposed to domestic law enforcement.
It was earth-shattering.
It was quite an explosion.
They were very loud and shook my house.
The explosions came the same day the city said the U.S. Army would be conducting training in the area.
Here we are, 6 years later, and a summer of rage is heating up. The Obama administration's rhetoric and George Soros' dollars have done all they can to divide the nation. United we stand, divided we fall. Apparently, NORTHCOM and SOUTHCOM see that as an order and not as a long-standing American value. John Baum, Infowars.com.
Just an echo said something very important. She said that Billy's never really done this for money, and boy, that's the truth. He didn't even want to charge for his books. But I think there's a certain amount of money you have to make to survive in the world today. I wanted to talk about something that's going on in the third millennium. We're in the time of the Earth, which the extraterrestrials call the third millennium. It will last for another 800 years till we get our act together. And one of the things that's going on is our leaders are attempting to remove our self-determination. Our leaders are taking all the power of self-determination from us. But instead of reacting in a positive way, we are becoming indolent and obtuse and indifferent, and we're lost in our cell phones, and we're lost in our computers, and we're lost in our televisions, and we're indifferent to the world around us, and all of these horrible things are going on, and the people are kind of asleep, and people like me that do these programs, and people like you that listen to these programs, we're trying to wake up the world around us, because if we can just get 10% of the people around us to wake up, we can change these historical trends. We can stop these things from happening, because there are way more of us than there are of them. We're losing our freedoms, gun control, loss of the freedom of speech, mandatory vaccinations, which really bother me. But perhaps the most important aspect of the removal of self-determination is the use of mind control. And we are being pummeled with mind control through the mainstream media. We are being told what to think when you need to be able to make your own decisions. You need to be able to think for yourself. That's why I never try to tell people how to think. I'd like to be as neutral as possible and just put information out there. If it resonates for you, great. If it doesn't, no problem. One of the writings that Billy has is called The Goblet of Truth, and he says, "Your greed for profit, you human beings of Earth, is continuing to abound more and more, and those of your world who have might are casting your populations of all states into ever deeper misery, making imperious and megalomaniacal decisions over your head, and taking all the might of self-determination away." So they're taking away our self-determination. Can you believe that in Michigan, Texas, Utah, Florida, and other states, there will be mock war zones this summer and this fall? Is this the United States that you're used to? Not the United States that I grew up in. So we're going to have to try to get our country back before it's too late. I have another clip here talking about Jade Helm. And there's a fellow I'm trying to get on the show. His name, he goes by Dabu7. And he's going to talk about military vehicles here.
This is Dabu7 with a big video going beyond Jade Helm. This military buildup that is undeniable across the country at this point. And thanks to all my subscribers and followers that have sent in footage and information, I'm going to share it all in this video. What you're looking at here are blacked out buildings being put up here by FEMA in the backwoods of Kentucky. One of my subscribers that goes to this area all the time and works as a contractor said he's never seen anything like it. And at the front on the fence, it says it's ran by FEMA. Completely blacked out buildings. So once again, thanks to all the subs, you guys are about to see some crazy footage here. And if you don't think something's underway going across this country, you better think again. I want to give a shout out to Emily out on the West Coast picking up all this military equipment that they've now gone by today, and they say it is all gone. Wonder if that's what's on these trains. Chinooks over Kansas residential areas. same thing in Boston, Chinooks, over the area. A C-5 cargo plane. Texas. This is Oroville, California. And you can see the tracks are stacked. Military vehicles as far as the eye can see, both directions. Got lucky and got a good clip here. And this is what's going down across the country, guys. I want to give a shout out to M. Hodges on this recent information right here with the train, too. This is what it's about. Thank you to all of you out there that's sending in footage. I'll continue to update as I get it, but I just wanted to share it with everyone out there and let it be known. Once again, we're seeing a lot of military activity across the country, a massive buildup, a lot of movement, and it's undeniable at this point. I will continue to share information as you guys send it my way. For those that missed it, I've covered shipping containers at a Walmart in Kansas by the dozens, and also, instead of seeing any plumbing equipment at the Midland, Texas facility or Walmart, instead, we find military equipment behind the building.
Okay, there's something going on at these Walmarts, too. There are Walmarts that are being closed all over the country. Somehow Walmart and FEMA are attached. There's also an operation going on in Canada where over 100 Target stores are closed. And this is something to do with another military exercise going on in Canada. I think it's called Maple Resolve or something to that effect. Anyway, what W7 is talking about here, we have FEMA buildings with blacked out windows in Kentucky being built. FEMA and other government organizations have purchased billions of rounds of ammunition. I don't know if you've watch that or paid any attention to that. That's been going on for the past year or so. A lot of this ammunition are hollow points, which are even not supposed to be used at all, even in battle, but they can be used against the U.S. citizens, evidently. I have another clip here about Jade Helm. It talks about... It's kind of a good overview, I think, if you're new to this whole Jade Helm thing. Here we go.
For a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15. While the military says it's just training soldiers for the realities of war, critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law.
What's happening is between July and September, a bunch of Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and special ops from the Air Force and Marines are conducting some realistic training exercises across the Southwest. The military says these are vital skills when it comes to an ever-changing threat. But in the slideshow of the training exercise, it says Texas will be simulated hostile territory.
Okay, let me put us back in the right frame of mind. I want to get us back focused on the Meyer information. So we've taken a glimpse at reality here. Some of this information is not being covered by the mainstream media, as you can imagine. So we have to go to the alternative media. But I don't want to just present problems to people. I want to present solutions. And one of the most effective solutions is learning to control your thoughts. This is one of the thinking skills that the spiritual teaching talks about. Now, one of the one of the issues I like to tell people about and warn people about is don't allow your beliefs to put you into a state of hypnosis. Very extreme religious belief can put you into a literal state of hypnosis. That's why we have the Islamic terrorists who, in their extreme religious beliefs, they go almost into a hypnotic state and they can do horrible things, kill people. You know well what I'm talking about. But this strong hypnotic effect by these very extreme religious beliefs leads to a kind of inconsiderateness and illogic and fanaticism, as well as to a kind of slavery. Now, when I say logic, what sometimes these belief systems can do can shut down your ability to do deductive reasoning. A real simple example of deductive reasoning is to form a deductive argument. For example, all men are mortal. 2, Socrates is a man, therefore Socrates is mortal. So these are real simple ways to use your mind to think. Now, hypnosis is the induction into a state of consciousness in which a person apparently loses the power of voluntary action and becomes highly responsive to a suggestion or direction. We also have hypnotic drugs, which put people into a sleep state. And hypnosis is a state of human consciousness that involves focused attention and reduced peripheral awareness. Like, if you go into hypnosis, you won't even be aware of what's going on around you. And this can lead to fanatical behavior. Some of these beliefs lead to literal displacement of reality, where you literally are restricted in your thinking, in your intentions, in your imaginations, and your wishes, and you can literally become estranged from the real facts of life. So we have to learn to steer our thoughts according to our innermost nature. And if you can learn to steer your thoughts, you will start to get good results. Another thing to watch out for is too much submissiveness, because submissiveness means that you're ready to conform to someone else's thoughts and conform to another's authority. So you have to be responsible for yourself. Do not hand over your responsibility to someone else. Instead, be responsive. Do not let yourself lapse into submissiveness, but do your own thinking. Make your own decisions. Now, if you do learn to steer your thoughts appropriately, you can have a very, very abundant life. And that's one of the skills that we have to learn, to clarify our thoughts and to keep us from going into the lower thoughts, which form lower feelings, lower habits, and lower circumstances, such as alcoholism, hate, resentment, sorrow, grief, bitterness. These lead to errors of judgment and all kinds of suffering. If one's thoughts are destructive, they can become confusing and all kinds of bad habits can form. And these things can be automatic. So also, beautiful, good, positive thoughts of every kind form good habits and circumstances, as well as experiences worth living. Kindness, cheerfulness, moderateness, modesty, self-control. And these constructive thoughts generate and they strengthen your sense of calmness and your immune system. One of the things that Billy talks about in terms of the universal consciousness is that the universal consciousness radiates love. And the writings go this way. It says the incredible splendor of nature is the visible expression of the love of creation. And that this universal consciousness, it radiates love so that at every moment and every point and every day, we can experience the radiating love of creation. Because love is the highest principle in creation. And everything follows that principle in absolute logic. So every tiny plant and every tiny animal fulfills its purpose in love. Because the universe is really one. It's all bound together. We're all part of the same universe. We're all connected in ways we can't even imagine. Billy's wonderful book called The Goblet of Truth has this passage that I repeat and repeat and repeat. It's entitled, What the Truth Knows to Say. It goes on and explains that rivers, lakes, streams, bushes, trees, animals, plants, everything that crawls and flies on the earth is a life form with a spirit form. And these spirit forms are on a journey through time, which involve many, many lifetimes. And the death is just the passage into the world of pure spirit. And we live many, many lifetimes. We live literally millions and millions of lifetimes. And the spirit form stays the same. The spirit form is like the seed that the plant drops in the summer, in the fall, and which sprouts again in the spring. You see, we have repeating patterns in nature at both the microscopic level and the macroscopic level. For example, if you look in your microscope all the way down to the DNA in your cells, you'll see spiraling arms. If you take your telescope and you have a powerful telescope and you can get in the right position, you can see the spiraling arms of the galaxy. Because the universal consciousness uses the same patterns. And that's the hallmark of creation. And if you go into the forest, you'll be able to sense that all these creatures, many of the creatures, the cicadas, the birds, they're connected by these psychic swinging waves, these electromagnetic waves that come from your spirit form, from the gemut in your spiritual consciousness. These psychic swinging waves move, these electromagnetic waves go to your psyche, where eventually your material consciousness can do incredible things, which, you know, there have been humans in the past that can do telekinesis and telepathy. Well, those abilities are part of the might of your thoughts. The Dark Order wants to shut down the might of your thoughts. Now, I'd like to play a clip again of this beautiful music from this woman, Alexandria Alicia. And here is a piece of music that is entitled In Love. some very nice music there, indeed. Very relaxing. It does remind me of some of the Meyer information that talks about the universal consciousness, that talks about nature. Remember to control your thoughts as you go about your days this week. I appreciate everyone that joined me in the chat room this evening and the people that have been listening to the show. We try to do these healthy shows so that we can have a healthy frame of mind as we deal with some of the difficulties that are facing us. You're listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. And have a great week this week, folks. And we'll see you very soon. Have a good evening.